Great day, you guys. Welcome back to today's episode. I am so excited because today I really want to talk to you about something that is super important and is going to really help you as you move about in your business, okay? Now, listen, my name is Nina and I am a private esthetician and I'm also a spa owner. Currently, I'm traveling for clients, so things are a bit go, 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 especially if you've been watching on Instagram. But I do have time to do a podcast episode to really break down this one concept that's going to help you to be able to attract more elite clients and more clients that are wanting to come to you over and over again, no matter what location you are in. Now, I had a conversation with a client, and this client is a phenomenal young lady. She actually was going through a very similar situation that I was going through, where I was basically moving my entire life to another state. And she broke down how she was able to really make a decision that she wanted to move, and that that decision being made was solely based off of how she felt in her body. All right. And she broke down this book, and the book is called Your Body Keeps the Score. Now, mind you, I am still working through this book. Okay. But basically, from what she told me about this book, is that you really begin to see how your body will tell you when it is time to move. All right. And so stick with me here because this is all going to make sense. All right. I'm putting it all together. But basically, she was saying that your body keeps the score. Now, this is not something that's like, because you're not feeling good today, you make a rash decision. No, this is over time, your body will begin to tell you, hey, I'm not able to thrive in this particular area of my life. All right. Just like one of my good friends, he said, you know, a cactus can't grow in Alaska and a polar bear won't be able to thrive in Arizona. And I think that's very, very true because there are some people who love the snow. They love the cold weather. They love to wear jackets all the time and they love just being outside in the snow, freezing temps, and they love to see like the northern lights, right? And then there's other people that are like, no, I need to be by a beach. I need to be by warm weather. I need to really be in a tropical environment in order for me to thrive. And of course, you're going to have those seasons where you're just like, you know what? I want to change the temperature and I want to go spend a little time in the alternative. But for the most part, your body will begin to tell you where you can thrive and where you cannot. All right. And this is something that is a lifelong journey. So wherever you are in your life, whether you're in your early 20s, your 30s, 40s, wherever, just know that what the environment was in your 20s may not be the same environment that you need in your 30s and 40s and beyond. This is why it's very important for you to leave your hometown when you're younger so that you can experience an alternative. Because just because you grew up in an environment doesn't necessarily mean that that's the environment that's going to help you grow. All right. And I think a lot of times we don't want to face those growing pains, right? It's painful, but you're growing, right? But a lot of times we don't want to face those growing pains because we're afraid of the unknown. And two, it's easier to just stay put. It's easier to just deal with the chaos or deal with the stagnancy of the life that you're currently living, all right? And again, if life is super easy, then you're not going through those pains of growing. All right. And you got to start getting used to the uncomfortableness of growing and start getting used to making more decisions that are going to encourage you to try new things and grow. All right. So basically, back to this book, Your Body Keeps the Score. I am still working through this concept of really listening to my body because I think, I know from growing up, whenever I would have a situation that just felt too good to be true, I would run away from it. I would shy away from it and I would be like, you know what? No, this is too good to be true. There's no chaos here. I'm waiting for the crazy to show up. I'm going to leave. Like, I can't do it. It's just too sweet. It's too perfect, right? And if you're a person that thinks that, I really want you to look at how this will flow into your business. Because if you're a person that is just looking for the negativity of any situation because that's what you're used to, because you're used to struggle, right? You can begin to push away things that God might be trying to bring into your life wholeheartedly. And that is a very dangerous place to be in because you could be praying, you could be writing on your vision board, you could be trying to manifest, you know, whatever car you want to have, whether you want to have a Benz, a G-Wagon, a Bentley, whatever, you could be trying to manifest the car of your dreams, the house of your dreams, the man or woman of your dreams. You could be trying to manifest a vacation, like you could be trying to manifest a full book of clients. But when you start to see those things come to you, you will turn the other way because the direction of these things being attracted to you just seems a little too good. But you manifested it, right? You're actively working towards it. And these are the things you say you want. But because you are so used to the struggle, you're going to run away from those things because it just seems too easy. On the flip side, you have to ask yourself, do you believe that you deserve it? And that's something I've really had to ask myself too. Do I believe that I deserve to have a life of abundance? Do I believe that I deserve to be in a relationship where there is no drama, where we each understand each other's strengths and weaknesses, and we work together to be able to build each other up? Or am I so used to being in a relationship where there has to be tears, there has to be the makeup sex, there has to be all of these things that are not aligned with a peaceful, balanced relationship? Even when it comes to your business, let's say you're trying to grow a team, but when you look at how you're operating in your business by yourself, you know you're not cleaning your business like you're supposed to. You're not reaching out for help because you feel like you know everything. And you don't want to go on a new path because you're so used to things breaking. You're so used to, okay, this client canceled. You're so used to, okay, this client's not listening to me. You're so used to, okay, I need clients. Let me just throw a discount. But the thing is, what you want wants you. And in that same breath, whatever you believe is true. So if you want to have a six-figure business, if you want to have a seven-figure business, your body will begin to show you, hey, this is not the direction to go, or hey, this is the direction you should go. And many times it comes over and over and over again. So if you feel like you don't have the discernment right now, don't worry. You will begin to see these things show up over and over again, because until you learn the lesson, the test is going to keep happening. All right. And so, long story short, getting this story wrapped up, basically your body is going to tell you what you need to do. You know what feels good to your body. All right. And also in that growth process, you're going to have to learn what fear and what a no-no looks like. Because naturally, it could be a good move for you, but your body might be in such a fearful place that you just don't do it. Versus when there's a situation that really just doesn't feel right to your body, and you're afraid of what'll happen if you do it and if you don't do it, but you just go along with it because it seems easy. These are the things that you learn over time as you are growing, as you're learning your discernment, and as you're learning to listen to your body and listen to your internal compass. All right. Now, of course, I will come back with some updates as I get through this book for sure. But the main thing that I wanted you to understand from today is that when you are moving in the direction of alignment towards your goals and your dreams, it's going to require you to step outside of your comfort zone. And this is something that you have to be able to explain to your clients. How can you explain to your clients about the process of transformation if you yourself have never gone through a transformation yourself? And this is why when you know your target client like the back of your hand, you can speak to them in a way that they understand what you're saying. Case in point, my target client is a person who's between 25 and 35. Now, granted, I do have people that come in around those ages. They may be younger, they may be older, but the mentality is around that of a person who is about 25 to 35. If I'm being specific, this is a person who is 28 to 32, who is really finding themselves and who is deciding that this next journey of starting over again is going to count. And this person is also very sick and tired of not feeling confident. They're really deciding, I want to make a decision and I want to fix myself. However I need to do it, I want to do it. And oftentimes it starts with the skin, because we start to see those breakouts from stress, or we see those breakouts from us eating bad. And so because of that, when I speak to them, I'm not just speaking to them about their healing. I'm sharing my own experience of healing so that they see, I know where you're trying to go. I've been there. I'm going to share with you my roadmap. And I do that through facials. This is how you take a business from just being some business that you're doing, or you're treating it like a job, to something you're truly passionate about. And if I never had the experience of my body, you know, breaking out in rashes and just having migraines and just feeling depression come back over me, if I never had those things happen to me and my body telling me, hey, these things are they're not adding up, you got to change. If my body was not telling me that, I would not have, one, known it's time to change. And then I would not have, two, gotten fed up to where, yes, now I'm going to make a change. Now you begin to attract people to you that are like, you know what? I need to have some light. I need to have some sunshine. I see she was sharing her story about being depressed, and now things have changed for her. I need to know how she did it. Now, for those of you that don't have a coach, maybe you're not in the elite program, maybe you don't have someone that mentors you, you may be asking yourself, okay, but what about the marketing? What about posting 3 to 5 times a day? What about being on social media and making these cute flyers and making all of these reels and making all of these things outstanding so that people can see me? What about the discounts? But see, that's the thing. When you are marketing, you are marketing for a specific purpose, but you don't market every single day. You have to have effective branding, and branding takes time. Now, mind you, let's back up a little bit, because when it comes to marketing, I know that there are different ideas, and I need you to understand this. I am a person who went to college for marketing, okay? But when it comes to the current economy, how things have changed after the pandemic, how people are now more in tune to the digital age, I need you to understand that marketing can also come off inauthentic. All right. If you're constantly trying to think of campaigns, and if you're constantly trying to just throw things out, and you're not truly understanding why you're doing what you're doing, your marketing can come off inauthentic. This is where you have people that are making reels and they're dancing and they're looking a fool and they're looking crazy and they're looking like they're nervous, and, you know, people that are just not looking comfortable in their own skin. That's how you have marketing that looks like that. When you decide, you know what, whenever I do market, it's going to tie into my brand. Or when you say, you know what, my target client is XYZ, I'm just going to speak to them and I'm not going to try to just hustle some dollars. Now you're moving into branding. Now you have consistency, and now people see over time that you are truly here to help them, that you are truly here to not only help them get where they need to be, but you actually have experience because you've done it with yourself. All right. And I really want you to get this, because a lot of times when it comes to marketing, you're looking for all the answers because you just want to attract more clients. And so you go and you get on Groupon and you go get discounts and you go print off all these different 10% off coupons to hand to people, and you're trying to do all of this crazy marketing. But when you know who your target client is, you also know where they are. All right. You know where they are. I know for myself, I'm very introverted. My target client is very introverted. They prefer more of a private environment, and they will pay in order to have that private experience. They want something that is exclusive. They don't want something that everybody can have. They want the Chanel and the YSL of skincare. So in order to get that, understanding they want someone who is also fully certified and who understands their skin, but who also understands their gut and who also understands the mental health aspect of it, they understand it's going to cost a pretty penny, but they are turned off by someone putting flyers on their car. They are also turned off by the fact that you have to even be on Groupon, because they don't want everybody to have this access. So with my particular target client, I find them through word of mouth. or I find them through FOMO, fear of missing out. They come on my page, they see my content, they see that there's an inquiry for booking, they submit their info. Now they hear, oh, there's a wait list out for 12 to 14 months. Now they're like, okay, wait a minute. Is there anything that could possibly open up? We can put you on the list to call you back. Oh, yes, please put me on that list now, because they know this is not play. This is serious. And this reflects how the elite buyer is when they're going and they're trying to buy an Hermes, or they're trying to buy, you know, a Givenchy bag, or they're trying to buy, you know, these higher end brands, because they know not everybody has access to it. Or when they order their Rolex, because they're like, this Rolex is for me. Oh, this Rolex is going to take some time to get ready. That's cool. This Rolls Royce is going to take some time to get ready. That's cool. This Bentley is going to take some time to get ready. That's cool, because they understand the concept of what is of value is going to take time. It's quality. It's not just thrown together. And so if you're a person that is trying to run your business and you're pushing yourself out there and you're giving discounts to people before they've even come into your business, I implore you to ask yourself, why do I feel like I need to be for sale? And why do I market this way? Am I trying to attract flies, or am I trying to attract the bees? So as you go about your day, really figure out, what is this concept that you want your business to have? It's a very different thing. And I'll use this time to bridge into a little marketing. But with our elite program, we're shifting things. We're not attracting people who want to give up and who want to quit on the program because it's hard. Yes, it's going to require more of you. Yes, it's going to require you to show up differently. Yes, it's going to require you to have a little more customer service for your clients. It is not easy, but your clients are looking for a phenomenal business, and everybody is not that. So in this season, I really want you to ask yourself, what is my body telling me? Is my body telling me that I need to shift my model? Am I working with clients that I just can't seem to get to pay me my worth? Or is it that the clients just aren't listening to me? How can I build respect here? Have I truly gone through the same journey I'm trying to take them on? Can I really talk to them about depression? Can I really talk to them about being a mom? Can I really talk to them about having acne? Like, really ask yourself those questions. This is why I don't speak on acne. I have never had acne. I've had hormonal breakouts, but I have never had an experience with acne. So no, I can't speak on acne and the effects of how acne can affect you mentally. But what I can do is speak about confidence and depression, because when you are depressed, you don't see yourself the way other people may see you. Other people may say you're beautiful, and you may feel completely opposite. So while I can't speak to acne and the mental concern that can happen from that, I can speak to you about depression, and I can speak to you about changing that inner confidence through this treatment. So in this season, as you're thinking of your business and you're thinking of your branding, you have to start with you. It all starts with you. What problems do you have that you can be a solution to? What problems do your clients have that you can be a solution to? And let that be your guide for your branding and your marketing. But do not feel that you have to go to Groupon. Do not feel that you have to discount yourself. And do not feel that you have to sacrifice your morals and your ethics to be a carbon copy of somebody else's business in order for you to win. Because in this season, we need authenticity. We need people who understand our pains and our struggles, and we need people who are going to do everything they do in excellence. The final thing I'll leave you with is this. I understand that it may sound so easy with just the past 20 minutes of talking about your body and talking about those signs and talking about marketing and branding. And in no way is this to be a negative bashing of someone who, you know, just runs a business for money. Okay. But I need you to understand that you are going to have to work on your mental health, and you're also going to have to work on your self-discipline. And entrepreneurship will always amplify that for you. Entrepreneurship will amplify the very things that you have a hard time with if you don't listen to those subtle signs. For myself, I can be a workaholic. And while I can be a workaholic, that's very dangerous for a person who is someone who pays attention to all the fine details. So because I pay attention to all the fine details, I am constantly seeking ways to make things more perfect. And when I do that and I consistently fill my schedule, over time, I get burnt out. And I don't even realize that until the schedule's full, the things are done, people only want to come to me, and it gets crazy. All right. And so what I've learned in that is that, okay, you have an amazing work ethic. You do everything in excellence. However, you have to learn the boundaries and understand that you can't people please everyone. You have to understand that your body is telling you, hey, you need to chill out, but you're not listening because you feel like instead of listening to that voice that's saying you need to take a break, instead you say, let me drown you out and add more. And that right there is the small, subtle sign of your body telling you, hey, it's time to make a change. And you have to take that moment and say, you know what? This work will be here when I get back. I have to take a break. Now, in that time, you may be so frustrated, like, oh my gosh, it's hard for me to relax. It's hard for me to get my mind right. I don't know what to do. My clients are going to leave me. I can't take a break. I have to work. But all of those thoughts, put them in a journal. Because I guarantee you there's someone who feels the same way. You may have a client that works themselves in the ground and they never take a break. And so through your journey of sharing your situation online, now you're attracting the person that's like, I can relate to her. Yes, she is an esthetician. She worked herself in the ground. She was booked and busy. She was securing the bag, but she was overworked. And she made a courageous decision to say, you know what? I need a break. I'm going to take this break for me. I'm going to get my mind together and I'm going to learn how to not do this again. And now that I'm back, I'm going to share with you guys how not to do it again. And that one workaholic that has read your message, or that one person who is so depressed because they let their passion feel work overbear them, and they're afraid because they don't want to let people down, or they're afraid that their money's going to change if they slow down, you're speaking to them and saying, I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly how it feels to overwork myself. And I had to learn that in order for me to effectively be a teacher of self-care and for me to be a specialist of self-care, I have to first be a student of self-care. I'm going to say this again. In order for me to be a teacher of self-care, and in order for me to be a provider of self-care, I need to be a student of self-care. In this season, understand authenticity will always win. It is easy to attract the life of abundance when you are on that frequency. But the only way to get on that frequency and stay on that frequency is to honor the principle of what it took you to get there. So now that you know what you need to do, and I say this because you know, okay, that little voice is talking to you now. You know what you need to do. But if you are in a place where you are overworked, you're booked and busy, you got your storefront or you got your business and you're looking good on social media, but behind the scenes, you are burnt out. This is your sign. It is okay to take the time you need to get yourself together. And trust and believe the clients that are truly for you will understand and respect you more because of your courageous act of taking care of you. And the clients who have yet to come in your business, who are ready to pay you, who are ready to learn from you, they are watching you. And when you come back and when you share what you've learned, they'll be ready to buy. Have a good day and make sure that you guys are getting yourselves together. We're about to get into May, and you know, June and July, the J months, everyone says those are the slow months. Not for you. Those J months are going to be booked and busy. All right. So make sure that you secure the bag, and the bag is you.